BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Oh, it's a good podcast today. We've got a Valentine's Day special. Where do you think they were? Listen to how much the dad, Mike, absolutely loves telling this story. He relishes every single moment of it.
Yeah, I love this as well. It's the level of detail in this game that we do, if you can call it a game, is what makes this so fun. Yeah, he really went in.
We name a snake after one of your snaky exes, and listener Mary has a new animal for us to name an ex after. And there's a lovely birthday surprise for Radio 1's Jordan North. Scott Mills. All right, sick note.
All right.
Feeling better?
Yeah, I feel okay, yeah. I mean, I probably should have taken 2 days to make it look a bit more convincing, but it's fine.
Well, it's good that you're back. I'm pleased you're back.
Yeah.
Scott and Chris here on Radio 1.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
And to you.
We don't really do cards for each other.
No.
But then we're not at it, are we?
No, so we're not connected
It's a funny one, really. It's just normally with all these things, birthdays, Christmas, everything else in the year, us as a couple of best mates do stuff for each other. But yeah. Valentine's Day is definitely not about us.
Are you fishing that you wanted a card?
No, not at all. It's just you give good presents when you give them. And it's, you know,
right.
I actually think having you as a lover would have benefits on that front.
Thank you. This year, me and Chris wrote each other's Valentine's cards. So I wrote one for your partner.
Yeah.
You didn't know what it said before we posted it. I read it to you after it had been posted. And you did the same to me. So, we write it and send it as if it's from ourselves, but it's each other doing it. So,
yeah.
This is what I wrote in the card to your wife. Rhea. Roses are red. Violets are blue. My pants get so tight just thinking of you.
Oh.
I'll love you every day of my life. I love you around the clock. I love your body, mind and soul. You love my massive heart.
Yes, very good. Although, very good. I see what you've done there.
Although I did cross out massive, but put a line through it and put average. And then to my wife on our first Valentine's Day being married, love you, boo, Chris.
Oh, love you, boo.
Boo.
Oh, that's horrible. Boo.
All right, so that was the one I wrote to your partner. And this is what you wrote in the card to mine.
Oh, lovely. Donald Trump's on the A-list. I'm on there too. I've made you D-list, so well done you. Goes on. I'd like to announce in my official chart, today's a new entry into my heart. In at two, it's you. And then
it just says,
love you by your small-footed orange moon face.
Right, so I got a very confused message this morning.
Because of your appalling admin, I had to deal with all of this yesterday. I got a voicemail yesterday because the card arrived a day early.
Oh.
So that made it even weirder.
Yeah. Scott Mills. Yeah, so I got a weird, well, not weird, perfectly understandable voicemail this morning from my other half.
Yep.
After the card that you sent. Do you want to hear that?
Yes, I do.
I was in the gym at the time.
Hello, it's only me. I'm guessing you're at the gym. I've just opened my card. Since when have you called me Sexy Sam?
Oh.
And why am I only number two? Give me a call when you finish. Let's discuss it. Cheers, bye.
Okay, bye.
It's weird, isn't it? Because we've got quite similar handwriting.
I don't understand the number two reference.
Just in at the chart, you know?
Okay.
Number two.
Fine. And you haven't told me that you put sexy on the front.
Well, what was amazing about your one is I didn't put a house number or road.
Right. And so I've spoken to him since.
Sexy Sam and then the town and an approximate postcode, like the first half of it, and it has somehow arrived to him.
Yeah, he was on the phone to me earlier going, how has that arrived? That is really bad admin.
Isn't that incredible, though?
Yes, it did.
Can someone who works for the post explain how that can happen? You can just write Sexy Sam and they can locate it to one person. Does that mean the postie fancies him?
I don't know.
Story for another time.
Sure.
I got a voicemail. This was yesterday. I was off yesterday, so I couldn't play this to you, but I got this yesterday morning.
Hi, Chris. Just kind of got a really odd, weird card from you. Just kind of want to know what it's all about. Thank you, I guess. Anyway, I've got to go. I'll see you later. Give me a call. Bye.
Thank you, I guess.
How disappointed in me is she, just in general, that she says thank you? But
do you think she liked the card?
No. You can hear in her voice. Mm. Thank you.
I can, because I know her. I know when she's not impressed.
Yeah.
Thank you, I guess.
All good. She knows it's you now.
Scott Mills.
It's a Valentine's special. Where do you think they were? At one point, sorry to be unromantic about it, an egg was fertilised inside your mother. And the offspring, that's you, was conceived. And we like to relive these stories with you and your parents on the line at the same time. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's something that at first you might not be that keen on taking part in. But this is part of your life, you know. This is part of your important history. The story of how you were made. So don't delay. Get in touch today. We need more contestants for Where Do You Think They Were? I'll need you and one of your parents. Send me an email with the details of you and them. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I enjoy the use of the word contestant there. Like you're on some kind of show where you're going to win big.
Game show,
you know? It's not happening. However, it is good for your own family history. And I think it's important that you know.
Good afternoon, Becky, 24.
Hello.
Now, where do you live?
I live in Hereford.
Hereford, okay. And you... No, no details about where you were made.
No, I always get told different things. My dad is quite a wind-up. He'll say things like, I'm not his daughter. Then he'll say I swapped a bear. And then he'll tell me that I'm nothing to do with him. Then he'll tell me I am. And then he'll tell me it's not my mum. And then, oh, he's terrible.
Dad lols. Mm,
parents do that quite a lot. They joke around the conception stuff. But it'll be good to get to the facts today, won't it?
Oh, I hope so.
So who are we going to be speaking to?
Mike,
okay.
Yeah. This is great, because I get the impression that Mike fancies himself as a bit of a comedian.
Well, let's find out. Hello, Mike.
Hiya, chap. How are you?
Yeah. Do you think you're a wannabe comedian?
I don't know. Who's the woman on the other phone, please?
Ha, he's at it again. Do you have that kind of relationship where, like, even if you do talk about, like, private stuff like this, it's fine?
I think our whole household's like that, to be honest.
It's not like what me and you have discussed before, Chris, where if there's a sex scene on the TV and mum or dad's in the room, it's just a definite no. I'm walking out.
I couldn't deal with that.
Or I'm coughing a lot.
I'm usually saying it wasn't like that.
Right. Okay. Well, we've got a lively one here. Mike, are you ready to tell the story of Becky's conception?
Well, I'm pretty sure it happened on Valentine's Day. At that age, it happened most nights.
Oh, Mike. Okay, right. More after this with Mike.
Scott Mills.
Becky's on the line for Where Do You Think They Were? Valentine's special. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, are you ready for the story?
I think so.
Good luck, all right? It's going to take a few minutes, but it'll all be fine.
Yeah, great.
I'll keep checking back in with you as the story continues, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, yes. You seem more than ready. Sexy music, let's do it. Oh, okay, yep, that set the mood. Now, Mike, tell us where it began.
Well, we lived in a small village just outside of Ross-on-Wye. Obviously, nightlife there was very quiet. So it was just an average night where I took the wife out for a drink because we couldn't go anywhere near a house because her dad was quite a religious man and it was a no-no to even be anywhere near his daughter, really.
So you're not going near the house, you're going to, what, like a local pub or something?
It was a local pub in the village, well-known, and we were obviously well-known because we were from the village.
This was Valentine's Day, right?
It was, yeah.
And did you both prepare for that? I mean, was it... a very special night because of it. Was your lovely wife there dressed up?
Well, we always dressed up. We were always very smart, but it was always a special night as well for me. that time of life, it was always a busy... Every night was a busy night.
Sure.
So...
And had you bought your lovely wife anything for Valentine's? What did you give her?
Mostly jewellery, and I bought her a necklace because she reminded me about it the other day.
Too easy. So was she wearing the necklace?
She was, because she received it that evening.
That is right. That's too easy, Scott.
I know. Sorry. I'm doing really well.
I'm not even going to...
I didn't know. Let's not. No. And when you were in the pub, did anyone come up to you offering you to buy a rose for the lady?
No, not at all. Not that time, no.
I always see this, Scott, in bars and that, and I never know really what the correct answer is to it, because I never want to buy one, but you sort of feel like you're going to look bad if you don't.
Yeah.
I think it happens more in the cities, but where we're from now, you might have got a turnip or something, but not a rose.
That's turnip for the lady.
14th of Feb, turnip for the lady.
Turnip for a spud.
Scott Mills.
So let's pick it up, Mike. You're in the local pub.
So I was on the soft drinks, and we didn't eat that evening. And we made our way in our Morris Marine at the time on our way back home, which was about 2 miles. And we sort of found a quiet lay-by stroke gateway on the way home.
Oh, sure.
Which was a common occurrence for us.
Yeah, okay. Becky, Becky, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
So you left the pub. Going back to the car, what did you say it was? A Morris Marina?
A Morris Marina.
And what's the kind of arrangement there with the seats, etc.? Is it quite roomy or?
It was a big car, yeah, a reasonably big car. It was a 2-door car, I remember being, and I remember the seats pushed up and forwards to get into the back of the car. They didn't recline or anything in those days.
Oh,
and we didn't have things like air conditioning, and the radio wasn't the best. I don't think it actually worked. So.
All right, and can I just ask, did you get in the back there?
Well, we had to, yeah. There was just no chance on the front seats. No.
Yeah, it does say here, Scott, according to various sources, the Morris Marina ranks amongst the worst cars ever built.
Mm.
Mm, but most comfortable.
Oh, Becky, I'm sorry about this.
I'm glad I've never owned a marina.
Yeah.
In terms of the lay-by that you were in, is this the you made it sound like you were regularly there. Is this some kind of famous lay-by? Is this some sort of famous area?
No, but when we were when Becky was born, and she's always got a brother now, we used to take the dog down there for a walk and park in the same lay-by, and quite often giggle to ourselves if the kids only ever knew.
Oh. So,
I can't believe it.
Oh, Becky.
Yeah, so I'm hoping she's not using his lay-by anyway, so.
You're not using it, are you, Becky?
No.
I mean, runs in the family, etc.
Oh, my God.
No?
So, Mike, you were in the lay-by. Were you flashing your lights at all? Or was it just you?
No. No cars passing by.
No. Worth asking the question, though, eh?
Yeah, no. Certainly not flashing any headlights. No, that's not the type of people we were.
Well, just trying to figure it out.
Was this what you were expecting, Becky?
I was kind of hoping a little bit more class, but, you know, it's my dad, you know, fine.
Yeah, it's a Morris Marina. It was one of the top-of-the-range cars at the time. I think it was class.
Oh, God.
Mike, have you seen that scene in Titanic where they're in the back of a carriage, it steams up, and there's just one hand pressed against it there going down?
That's good words. We her dad kind of flipped out at me one time because he realised what we'd been up to because all the windows were soaking wet.
Oh!
And there was no air conditioning, so they're all misted up, and you could see where we wiped him with our hands and everything. And they kind of went downhill from there with him. So.
Steamy windows.
Yeah, kind of.
Was it all car-based, or did you go for a walk or anything?
Mainly car-based, because it was a very comfortable car.
It was mainly.
It was just a horrible noise when you peeled yourself off the seat.
Oh, no, I can't do any more. No.
I actually felt a bit wretchy there.
No, I can't do it anymore. I'm out. Becky, how are you feeling?
I'm not sure.
There we are then, Becky, in a back of a car in a lay-by. How's that for you?
So attractive. Such a great way to be brought into the world. Yay! Oh, my God.
And on Valentine's as well. How romantic.
Oh, great.
I feel like we've all learnt a lot today. Becky, turnip for the lady?
No, thanks.
Scott Mills.
I mean, there are no shortage of these snake stories. They're still coming in. We've been doing this for like over a week now. Robin in Somerset, good riddance to your ex-fiance who finished with you and then 2 days later messaged your cousin asking her out on a date.
Does it matter about the snake in the future? We could just carry this on, couldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just keen to hear the stories. I think it actually really like helps people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it makes them feel better.
BBC Radio 1.
So it's time to name that snake. There is a large python at the moment in a zoo in Essex that does not have a name. They're waiting for us to give it a name. And we're going to name it after one of your snaky exes. We've had a lot of nominations.
Snake.
So Rob nominated his ex and her name was Shona.
My ex, Shona. She dumped me. I found out afterwards that she'd been cheating.
So who was she cheating with?
Well, it was actually someone I knew pretty well. I've sort of known him quite a while.
Right.
It was my dad.
That was a shocker. Sorry. Then Steve nominated Rosie. Okay, so who's the snake in your life, Steve?
Dad. a ex-partner of mine called Rosie. Rosie slept with my best man-to-be whilst I was at work. Revenge was sweet. Like, I used to flirt with her mum.
Oh, no.
And, not again.
So I kind of got a little bit close to her mum and then invited her to a hotel.
This is ridiculous. Oh, sorry, is this seriously? Real? This is a real story.
Yeah. And then that ended pretty quick after a one-night stand.
Wow, our listeners sometimes, eh?
Wow.
And then Charlotte and Maria nominated Will.
I am nominating a guy called Will. I have found out he's been cheating for the last 3 months with somebody else. So I decided to go home and I wrote a nice little message to this other lady.
No!
God!
She's very not happy either, but equally like me, we are not. We could just leave him and say we're annoyed, but we decided later that we're going to snake him back by meeting him in person.
Okay, so he thinks he's just going to meet one of the girls, Maria, then Charlotte also turns up in the same place.
So for poor Maria, I picked up the glass of wine and it was a really good shot. I hit his very nice looking suit at every angle.
So many snakes out there. Snake, snake. We're going to name the snake next.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Today is the day we name a snake after one of your exes. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
Hi, so you work at a reptile house in Essex, right?
Alive.
Snakes alive. Have you still got a large 14-foot python that needs a name?
We do, yes.
Well, we've been deliberating this a lot, and we've decided, out of all the people that nominated their exes to be the snake, the biggest snake of them all is Will.
Will?
Yeah, Will the Snake. That's what it's going to be called.
It's a bit of an odd name for a snake. But then again, it is a massive snake. If it's a 14-foot python, it's a massive snake, Scott. And Will is the biggest snake that we saw.
That is amazing.
Yeah. I bet there's not many snakes called Will.
No, not at all. Will is the first here.
Just to fill you in, Abby, he's the biggest snake because he was dating two girls at exactly the same time. Then they both got suspicious. They started talking to each other on social media. One of them goes to meet him in a bar. Then the other one turns up and they both confront him. I know.
Oh, God.
And that's why your large python is now called Will.
Out of interest, Abby, what are your other snakes called?
So we have one called Vindaloo, we have one called Gelfrazy, we've got another one called Circus.
Right, okay, yeah, so Will really stands Will. Out.
Yeah, definitely.
Scott, do you think this is a bit of a sly on all Wills listening right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some perfectly nice Wills out there.
But it kind of adds to the list. What other names are there that you've always said that can't be trusted? Deans, for example.
Can't trust them.
Is Will the new Dean? That's the question.
Right, so from now on, it's Will the Snake, Abby, am I right?
Yes, it is now Will the Snake. Yes.
Okay, I'll pass that on to Charlotte and Maria. They'll be delighted.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's bangers time. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, where are you today?
I'm at work.
Okay, where's that?
At Halston Surgery in Cambridge.
Now, this is a bit of a weird one because you've been nominated to play bangers by someone, haven't you?
Yeah.
Who's that?
My darling partner, Jamie.
Okay. Why has he nominated you?
Because I brought him a new car.
Whoa.
Okay.
So, yeah, bless him.
Why have you done that? That's massive. What's going on there?
He's had a bit of bad health, bless him. He's not been too well. And his car, to be honest, was not very good, and it was really old, so I thought it'd be a nice little treat for him.
I mean, you're the ultimate girlfriend.
I know, I must get girlfriend points, surely.
I mean, I would think so. Any plans for later, for Valentine's?
No, he's at work till, like, 10:30, I think, so I won't actually see him today.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, listen, we've got two choices, and they both contain love. I'm aware that yours is also a
Cos Valentine's there for you. You up for hearing them?
Okay. Yeah, I'm up for it.
Okay, you can have my choice today, which is this. This is a banger, right, Mills?
What is it?
This is DJ Fresh, High Contrast and Dizzy Rascal, How Love Begins.
I love it, High Contrast.
already, I think.
Nice. You like this one? Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think we should bin this game because I'm useless at it. Every single day. All right, you can have that or you can have this. My choice.
Right.
Alex Gaudino, I'm in love. I want to do it.
What do you think about that song?
It's all right.
Oh.
It's warm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely going to go High Contrast.
Oh, right, okay.
Literally, okay. I'm sorry. One of my favourite songs. I love it.
Actually, Lauren, unlike normal bangers, there is a third option today.
Right.
So see if you fancy this one. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
So this is your partner, Jamie. You are offering up the third option today. So, Lauren, it's up to you whether you want me, Chris, or Jamie's choice. Over to you, Jamie.
Right.
Okay, so, darling, this week you gave me such a wonderful surprise with that new car, and honestly, it's absolutely amazing. So, as usual, you've gone above and beyond for me, and after 7 fantastic years of being together, I thought it was your turn for a wonderful surprise. So I'm asking you, live on Radio 1, Lauren, will you marry me?
Oh, my God, Jamie.
What's your language now?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not joking.
Oh, of course I will, darling. Of course
yes!
I will.
Yes!
Come on!
Brilliant.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I'm so shocked.
Right, what's the plan now, Jamie?
Darling.
Right, so I'm going to jump in the car and I'm going to come to your work with the ring.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jamie.
Oh, it's on.
I love this.
Come on, I love this.
Hey, congratulations, you two. That was
Thank you.
So perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, bless you both.
Poor Jamie.
Oh, my gosh.
We made him wait for a while. I was listening to him down the phone. He was like...
I love that. I've always said as well, if you ever propose, I don't want it public, so now you do it on Radio 1.
Yeah. Oh, well. You did want that High Contrast tat, didn't you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, it's on. All right, Jamie.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Lauren.
Bye.
Congrats.
Join me, Glyn Fussell, and your favourite drag queens alongside Sam Smith, Little Mix, Greg James, and so many more as we invite you into Radio 1's Drag Queen's Den.
Ask anything that you have ever wanted to ask a drag queen.
Do any of you enjoy the TV show Midsummer Murders?
Your weekly dose of fabulous queens across the scene, from RuPaul to Hartlepool.
Drag is punk. It's blurring the lines of what we're expected to do, taking autonomy over our own bodies and lives.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Well, that was cute.
Transmissions.
Wasn't it? That was cute.
How sweet is that? What a lovely surprise.
David says, well, that's got me right in the feels. I love a public proposal.
Nat in Rotherham, literally crying my eyes out in the supermarket car park to that proposal. That was a real moment, I thought.
There are
love
a lot
that.
Of people, yeah. Kate in Harrogate, my face hurting from smiling so much. Cuteness overload. That was amazing. Came out of nowhere. Didn't expect that.
Happy Valentine's Day, Radio 1. That's from Victoria from Kings Langley. Said that's the best ever. Congrats, Jamie and Lauren.
So do you think that track is going to be their first dance?
I mean, quite a cool song, isn't it?
Scott Mills.
If you are the kind of person that cried at the on-air proposal earlier between Jamie and Lauren, then I suggest that you don't watch, if you're feeling totes the most today, the Lewis Capaldi video. Have you seen it?
Which one's this?
For Someone You Loved. Only came out last week.
I haven't seen it.
Right. Watch it along with the track now I'm going to play. Okay?
All right.
I'll let you find that.
Bear with. One sec. Sorry, everyone.
And if you don't cry, then you are dead inside.
That's quite a claim.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm on.
Spot the famous as well.
I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. And then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love to let my guard down. And then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Yes? What happened?
Yeah, that's. I've just seen the video. It's amazing. Yeah, it's very emotional.
Oh, Eleanor in Wellingborough says, fully in love because of you guys with this song and the video. All kinds of emotional every time I see it and hear it.
He's so creative, right? I know we love him a lot, right? And we say that. And he's very funny. He's really, really funny. But when you see things like that video there, it is.
It's just good.
It shows how talented he just gets everything, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He gets the emotion. It's like real.
Yeah.
Like the story in that video is so real. But yeah. As you said, spot the famous. I'm not used to not seeing him in quite a sweary way.
I know. It's quite weird when you see pop stars being serious, because he's not serious at all.
Yeah.
Hardly ever.
Yeah. No, amazing.
Have you seen all the stuff on Instagram this week he's been doing about... when Ariana Geddon hits and his song will go out the charts. It's really good. I hope he gets top five tomorrow. Hey, I was I just woke up super early this morning and Jordan North was in on early breakfast. Turns out it was his birthday. That's rubbish. Valentine's Day birthday, same as everyone on Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give him a call and give him a little surprise. All right, he'll probably be asleep.
Yes. Okay,
when I did that show I'd sleep all the time. I could sleep anywhere.
He's getting old now as well, isn't he? So he needs the afternoon naps. Only joking.
Don't he love...
Only
really,
joking.
Really
no one
like
likes that joke
here. He doesn't like it.
Hello?
Jordan North?
Hey!
Scott Mills!
How are you?
And Chris Stark. Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks.
Happy birthday!
Oh, no, can't say that yet, Scott.
What?
No, you know the rules.
It's his birthday.
No, but he can't say it yet. He hasn't done anything to really earn that. But I hope you're having a special day, Jordan.
Yeah, it's going all right, yeah. I was on early this morning, so I've not been up long. I'm not going to lie to you. I went back to bed.
Valentine's Day and your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
That must happen every year.
Yeah, it does. We were saying today on the show it's probably like one of the worst birthdays you can have. It's up there with like Christmas Day, the 2nd of Jan.
I'm not feeling that you're really impressed by your birthday.
I am. It's just another day really, isn't it?
Yeah.
But do you sometimes get presents from people or more important, do you sometimes get Valentines from people that don't actually know it's your birthday? So they just do that?
Well, first of all, I never get any Valentine's cards. And
what I
do get is, like, I'm just reading here from a card from my grandma to Jordan, my special Valentine Day. Happy birthday. So a lot of people like
I don't like it when they share it.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
You know what normally happens on people's birthdays though, don't you?
You ring the mums, don't you?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Or dads,
ring the parents.
And people find out where they were conceived.
Yeah.
But, hi, Graham.
How you doing? You all right?
You all right?
I'm good, thank you. How you, Jordan?
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God.
Special birthday version of, where do you think they were? Celebrity version.
Get him off the phone now.
No, you're okay.
Right, okay.
Get him off the phone now.
Graham, thank you so much for doing this. Are you ready?
You're okay. Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay. No, it's great, this. And in case you don't know what it is that we do here, you just, for a birthday shout-out, you just got to sit through and hear how you were conceived and all the detail.
Yeah.
It's your turn, Jordan. Right, all Scott, ready with the sexy music?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, so it was a lovely summer's day in June, July 1989. I'd just come back from overseas deployment.
We're not really doing it, Jordan.
Oh, God. My heart. What do you mean you were just coming back from overseas deployment?
I've been to Canada for 2 months.
Oh, no, we are getting the details.
It's on. Music back on.
No, you're right, it's fine.
I've been to Canada for 2 months. I even know what number one were because we were in the car. It was Soul to Soul, Back to Life. What do you mean you was in the car? Are you joking?
No, we were only driving at that time. Oh. Your mum had picked me up from airport. So.
Okay, I think we've had enough. Graham, thanks very much for
you're welcome.
Giving your son a birthday surprise.
Yeah. Happy birthday, John. I forgot, I only put your card in post today, so you'll probably get it tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Jordan.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
If you had have got Jordan's dad to do all of the details, I was going to push my golden buzzer for the best thing of 2019 you've done. That was the best thing ever. That's from Michael. Hey, guys, that was harsh but funny.
Yeah, Jordan's been on. He says, you not only ruined my birthday, you've ruined my life.
Yeah, but he didn't really say...
Being sick emojis.
He didn't really say where...
No, but I think we got enough from it. The car.
He did say a car. He did definitely say a car. So Jordan now knows he was made in a car, which is more detail than he's ever known before. So soz about that. I wasn't expecting him to go fully into it.
Scott Mills.
Eleanor.
Hello.
Where are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, where are you at the moment?
I am currently sitting on campus at uni.
What uni?
Leeds.
How much did you love the proposal earlier?
It was amazing. It was so sweet.
Say that again.
I was just typing away some of my notes and I just had to stop. It was so sweet. I started tearing up in the middle of the library.
Actual people were crying all over Great Britain. It was because it was like out of the blue, unexpected. So Jamie...
Yeah, I was so shocked.
Jamie put forward his girlfriend, Lauren, to play bangers. But there was an extra choice, a third option for bangers today for Lauren.
Darling, this week you gave me such a wonderful surprise for that new car, and honestly, it's absolutely amazing. So as usual, you've gone above and beyond for me, and after 7 fantastic years of being together, I thought it was your turn for a wonderful surprise. So I'm asking you, live on Radio 1, Lauren, will you marry me?
Oh, my God, Jamie.
What's your language now?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not joking.
Oh, of course I will, darling. Of course I will.
Yes! Come on! Becca says, Becca and Chester, I'm as single as they come and listening to Radio 1, sat in my office at work listening to those two just get engaged on Radio 1. I can't even be bitter or jealous as it was so adorable. Congratulations.
Scott Mills.
Grimes on Radio 1. We appreciate power. Earlier in the show, we named a snake at a zoo in Essex after one of your snaky exes. The snake actually ended up being called Will. Now, I doubt there's many snakes in the world that are called Will, but there is one now in Essex. That was because of the guy that was double dating two girls, and the girls both got suspicious, started talking to each other on social media, and then one of them went to meet him and the other one turned up as well. It was on the show earlier this week.
I mean, nightmare scenario for him. However, he is now the snake.
Yeah. And we said earlier, maybe there's some other animals that you have that we can name after people's exes because the stories are still coming in. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
What have you got?
I have a cockerel.
I see what you're doing there. Very good. Very good. That's a great idea.
And how big is it?
He's quite big. Yeah, he's quite a big cockerel.
Massive cockerel.
Yeah.
And why doesn't it have a name?
I don't know. We just never got round to naming him, really.
Perfect.
Well, how long have you had the cockerel, then?
We hatched him from an egg last March.
Did you just hoo eggs? That is how it works. Did you not know that? What were you hooing there? Hatching? I quite like that you don't know where eggs are from.
Is that still on?
Or like how animals come from eggs?
Yeah. I mean, I just not thought about it for a while. Okay, well, this is a very kind offer. So you would be happy if your cock was named after someone's ex, yes?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, perfect, Mary. We'll be back in touch.
Okay, all right.
See, this means we can run it on and on and on.
I think it's perfect. Yeah, we can go through a number of animals here. Let's start with that.
Literally.
Lovely, lovely idea.
Got hundreds and hundreds of messages from you. anymore. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Keep sending in your stories for the show. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We also need more people for Where Do You Think They Were?
Good news. Friday Extra podcast back tomorrow.
Yes.
It's going to be on.
I'll be here with the official chart on Radio 1 from 4 tomorrow.
Scott Mills.